Carol, how are you?
I am fine. How are you doing? After a week on the island.
I'm exhausted, Carol. I'm telling you. Not only with the work, but I'm telling you what, the social environment up there is enlightening. I thought I was in college again, let me tell you. and just to get you on the record, you are running for office again, correct?
Absolutely, I'm running again.
Why in the world would you do that?
Well, you know, part of the way I grew up was giving back to the community. And what I've been able to do since I've been in elected office is to help be a voice for neighborhoods, to help solve problems. And I believe I've made a difference over the last 11 years.
All right. And it's well known that you and the mayor have had your differences. If you had to give him a report card on how he's done so far this year, what would that grade be?
Probably a D-.
Why is that?
Well, when we look at the fact that the budget problems that we're dealing with, and we all understood that that there would be we'd have to be cutting positions. There were different cuts that we could have made within the budget, and instead he decided to hold public safety, especially police and fire, hostage with them coming up with employee concessions. And I think sometimes what's forgotten is these employees have been coming up with concessions. I think that's not always out there in the media as much as it should be, but they've been dealing with concessions for the last couple of years. And when you've gone from 80th a year ago as the most dangerous cities in America to 24th, and then we're looking at laying off another 44 police officers, that's going to have a huge impact on our community.
What could have been cut in place of getting losing police and fire?
Well, we've talked about this before. We pay into different funds that from our parking system at $216,000 for employees to park downtown into a fund that has over $7 million still in that, to our fleet fund that we pay into for as we use our vehicles. Is it something that you should be doing continuously? Absolutely not. But I think considering what we're dealing with in our community right now, it was essential to make those cuts and to move forward with making sure that, again, that we had public safety in place.
What has he done well?
Well, the mayor is definitely aggressive about supporting Lansing and talking about the positive things. You know, we all came together and supported the accident fund and what that means for the community and the revitalization of that building, looking at inventive ways to encourage students to stay in our community. I think those are positive things. But again, you can do all of those things, but if you don't have the core, which is, again, our public safety out there, supporting that, as glitzy and as nice as it is to live in our community, people won't stay if they don't feel safe.
Carol Wood is a Lansing City Council member, and she's on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Tell us where we are. As a member of the council's Public Safety Committee, you've been dealing with medical marijuana and that ordinance, and a lot of folks have been looking at East Lansing as well as Lansing to figure out what kind of ordinance they're going to implement. And when I read an article recently in City Pulse about cannabis sausage making, I knew about the brownies. But I tell you what, Carol, they will put cannabis in anything, won't they?
Well, and again, we do understand that there are some people that can't take in medical marijuana the way we think of it traditionally, and that's being smoked, and that there are patients out there that absolutely do need it. But again, I think we also have to look at what is the message that we're giving to our community. And and the ordinance that had been first before us was moving these types of operations to the H&I Industrial, which is similar to what East Lansing did. They have one industrial park that they're allowing it in. And what happened on Thursday was there was a motion by Councilmember Robinson to move it into F1 commercial, which means that there's the potential of having it up and down many of our corridors, which if you look at the history of what Lansing's talked about over the last several years is how to make a difference on our corridors. We talk about especially the South End and check cashing stores and used car lots and things like that, and how do we enhance those corridors. And this would be putting them up and down those corridors. We had received a letter from the Catholic Diocese who was very concerned about grandfathering in the ones that were in locations close to their churches and schools. It was approved 2-1 in the committee to allow them to be grandfathered in without meeting the requirements that for licensing, which would mean that they'd have to be 1,000 feet away from churches and schools and playgrounds, and that they'd have to be 1,000 feet away from other medical marijuana places. So those on Michigan Avenue, if the ordinance goes through the way it looks right now, would be able to stay there. And there were a number of people from the east side that were there at that meeting talking about the impact and what they've been working for a number of years to have a sense of place in their community, and we're concerned about it.
Carol Wood is a member of the Lansing City Council. Carol, I've got a ton more questions to ask, but I'll save that for another time. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
You have a good day.